This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Tomorrow marks 44 years since the first concert at Texas Memorial Stadium, home of the Texas Longhorns. It was a fundraiser for the student government that featured some of the biggest rock bands in the country at the time. But as Jeremy Steinberger reports, things got out of hand quickly.
In 94 years, there's only been two concerts ever at the Texas Longhorns football stadium. The first was on a steamy afternoon, September 1st, 1974. It was a barbecue fundraiser for the student government, but this was no small picnic. It was an all-out rock concert headlined by ZZ Top and Santana, with supporting sets from Joe Cocker, Bad Company, and Jimmy Page.
It was packed. We didn't expect that many people to be there, and we were running late, and I didn't even park like everybody else. There was a little bitty opening, so I crammed my 68 Mustang in there.
That's music journalist Bill Martin describing his late arrival to cover ZZ Top's first annual Texas-sized Rompin' Stompin' Barn Dancin' Barbecue. Martin says the place was packed to the brim.
It was a free-for-all, definitely. We had to sit way in the back. It was shoulder to shoulder. They were expecting like 20,000 people, and it was packed. There was 80,000 people at that thing.
Concert promoter Barry Leff says the stadium was not prepared for such a large crowd. Concessions ran out before the music even began.
It overwhelmed, really, the staff at the stadium. The concession people ran out of water and food, and to open the gates to let people come and go, because, you know, we couldn't provide for them, you know, when they were inside.
In 1974, Leff was the financial director of the student government. The whole show was his idea. He watched the madness he orchestrated from backstage.
I can still visualize sitting backstage, looking out at the audience, and watching people take these blankets and throwing people up in the air and catching them in their blankets. They passed out from heat exhaustion. They really didn't even have room. If you were standing up on the field, you didn't have room to really fall over. Kind of got pushed to the sideline, and then the EMTs would come and get you.
The music finally began around 3 p.m. with Bad Company. They played 11 songs and were joined by Jimmy Page for an encore. Joe Cocker hit the stage next, but he wasn't up there for long. Cocker was noticeably intoxicated and could only get through two songs. Concertgoer Robert Privetto says he knows why.
So I got this friend of ours, his name was Monkey, and he ended up backstage someplace, and he met up with Joe Cocker. He gave Joe Cocker some acid. Come back, he said, Joe Cocker's going to be tripping.
It's up to you to believe what you want from that. What mattered most to those in the stadium was that the sun was setting and Santana and ZZ Top were about to take the stage.
We were definitely excited to see ZZ Top.
Again, Bill Martin.
And of course, you know, LaGrange was a huge regional hit in Texas. It was probably the state song of Texas.
Fans who survived the day, the sun, and its suffocation got to see ZZ Top's biggest ever concert in Texas.
People loved it. They loved ZZ Top. They loved Santana. I mean, they loved the show. And it was kind of this once-in-a-lifetime event, this, like, spark of energy that just took off in the stadium that people haven't seen to this day.
The University of Texas wasn't so pleased. Leff says the stadium was completely trashed, and someone carved a Longhorn logo in the brand new AstroTurf. The next morning, Leff spoke with football coach Daryl K. Royal for the last time.
I was standing on the field in the stadium. There was a pile of trash, probably covering from end zone to end zone, about a foot high. And I remember him trudging across the field to me. And the last words I ever heard from Daryl Royal, he looked at me and he said, Barry, I don't think this is the kind of thing the University of Texas wants. And he turned around and kind of walked off, you know, like a cowboy into the sunset.
Needless to say, the first annual Texas-sized Rompin' Stompin' Barn Dancin' Barbecue didn't become an annual event. It would be 20 years before UT hosted another concert at Memorial Stadium. Safe to say it wasn't as rowdy as ZZ Top. Jeremy Steinberger, K KUT News.
Is everybody having a good time?